So, you have a new Fast and Furious script for me.
Yes, sir, I do.
What's this one gonna be called?
Well, there's really only one title we can go with.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, after the Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, and Furious 7, there's only one thing that could come after that.
I mean, yeah, of course.
The Fate of the Furious.
The Fate of the Furious, that's what I was gonna say.
It's just logicalistic.
Right.
So anyway, we're gonna start this one off with Dom getting into a street race in Cuba.
Oh, getting back to our street racing roots. Everything's been so crazy recently, it feels like we lost sight of—
And Dom's car is gonna be on fire and he's gonna drive it backwards.
And he's gonna jump out at the last second and it's gonna go flying 50 feet up in the air and land in the ocean.
Oh wow, okay, never mind what I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts.
I bet.
Cars and butts and music, it's gonna be like a Pitbull video exploded.
Sounds exciting.
Oh yes, sir, it will be.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, one day Dom goes out because he needs to buy some bread and a flower. And he's gonna come across a lady named Cypher whose car isn't working.
Okay.
And then she's gonna reveal that she actually put a lot of work into him walking in that specific location.
What do you mean?
Well, she arranged to have his normal coffee shop closed, so he had to cross two blocks and walk past her.
Is she gonna kidnap him or something?
No, she's gonna show him something on a tablet and leave.
Why doesn't she do that then, instead of doing the whole coffee shop redirect crap?
Because it's dramatic.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway, the thing she shows him on the tablet is really bad, and she says he's gonna have to go against the one thing that matters most to him in the world.
Oh, what's that?
His family.
Oh, does Dom care about family a lot?
Yeah, that's like all he talks about.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
Like every second sentence out of his mouth is about how much family means to him.
I'll be honest, I haven't understood much of anything Vin Diesel said since 2010.
He does grumble and mumble quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, later Dom and the crew are gonna be out on a mission, right?
They go on missions?
Yeah, they're all secret agents now or something.
Gotcha.
And they're gonna kill a bunch of cops with a wrecking ball.
Oh, that's so dark.
No, it's gonna be really funny. The wrecking ball has a smiley face on it.
Oh, okay, that is funny. The deaths are funny now.
And so they're gonna steal an EMP, but then Dom is gonna double cross everyone and take off with it.
Uh-oh.
And Hobbs is gonna get arrested and for some reason go to the same jail as Deckard Shaw, and they're gonna have to break out somehow.
Oh, is that gonna be hard to do?
No, super easy. Barely an inconvenience, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because now Hobbs and Shaw are, you know, superhuman.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I gave them superhuman strength and invincibility. I thought that might be fun.
That does sound fun.
So anyway, we're gonna find out that Cypher kidnapped Elena.
Oh, when did she join the franchise again?
Literally no one knows.
Gotcha.
And we're gonna reveal that she had Dom's baby.
So that means when she was thrown out of a window in the last movie, she was pregnant?
Yeah, I guess so.
And that didn't affect the pregnancy in any way.
Not one bit.
Huh, what a strong female character.
So she's gonna die.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and Dom's not gonna be happy about it.
No, I guess not.
So anyway, Cypher's gonna send him on some little missions where he has to do evil stuff, and he's gonna set up a secret meeting with Shaw's mom.
How does he manage that?
Well, the Cuban dude he raced at the beginning helps him out.
How did he get in touch with him?
I don't know.
And if he's reaching out to people to help him, why not reach out to the crew?
I don't know.
Huh.
He and Shaw are also gonna fake Shaw's death.
How did they coordinate that?
I don't know.
Okay, but also, why did they coordinate that?
Well, later Shaw is gonna go save Dom's baby on Cypher's plane.
Cypher's plane?
Yeah, she lives up in the sky on a plane that never lands.
So how does Shaw know how to get to the plane?
Dom had a secret tracking device on his necklace.
Okay, so somehow Dom is able to secretly communicate with the outside world and share the location of the plane he's on.
That's right.
But instead of reaching out to his friends to save him, he reaches out to Shaw, who's a bad guy who killed his friend in a previous movie.
Exactly.
Why doesn't he reach out to the crew again?
They think he's evil now.
Right, but
listen, I typed this script up last night after a lot of whiskey, so let's not delve too deep into it.
Oh, fair enough. Whiskey is tight.
Oh yeah. Also, Deckard Shaw is gonna break his brother out of a black site prison to help him save Dom's baby.
How does he do that?
I don't know.
Whiskey, gotcha.
So yeah, then Cypher is gonna send Dom to EMP a submarine on a Russian base.
Where's the EMP?
In Dom's car.
If the EMP could take down a submarine's defenses, won't it affect his car?
It will not.
Interesting.
And then Cypher and Ramsey are gonna have a scene where they use computers against each other.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
No, sorry, it won't be.
Oh, that's okay.
So then Cypher's gonna hijack a submarine with nukes on it, and the whole crew's gonna have a gunfight slash car chase on ice.
What's that gonna be like?
Let's just say I made my high school physics teacher read a draft of the scene, and he threw up.
Wow.
And then Dom's gonna jump over an exploding submarine and dive out of his car just before it explodes.
Lots of explosions. Is he gonna be okay?
Yeah, his friends are gonna create a shield in front of him with their cars.
Would that actually work?
work?
I'm not sure. My physics teacher actually filed a restraining order against me after reading that scene, so I didn't get a clear answer.
Oh, well, it's probably fine.
Maybe.
So how does the movie end?
Well, the whole family's gonna have a nice barbecue together, and it's gonna be a real happy ending for everyone.
Except Elena, I guess.
Right, I forgot about her.
I'm sure most people will.
Also, Shaw's gonna be at the barbecue.
Oh, so they forgave him for killing Han and being a horrible person?
They did.
Sounds like he's part of the family now.
Yeah, I guess he is. So what do you think of the movie?
Well, I guess my main concern is that it sounds too big, like I don't know how we're gonna one-up ourselves after this.
Nah, I'll pop open a bottle of whiskey and think of something.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies I should make pitches for. There are also a lot of these videos on the channel that you can check out.
You could also subscribe to the channel and like this video.
Share it with your friends, do all the YouTube stuff.
And check back soon for a new pitch.
Thanks for watching.